An innovative scheme to create opportunities for young adults to train as water sports instructors for free is being piloted at the Isle of Wight youth charity UKSA. Gary Kirth is further educational coordinator for that charity and joined you from Newport this afternoon. Welcome along, Gary.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
I'm really well, mate. How are you today?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
Now, are you a bit of a surfer dude?
In my youth, yes, I did dabble in some of the waves for sure, but a bit of confined to a desk now, unfortunately.
Oh, that must be murder, mustn't it?
Nah, it's not too bad. I've got a good working environment, so I still get to go outside and enjoy the sunshine from time to time.
Well, and just let others go out there and take the risk and...
Well, yeah, they can get the sun in the hair and things. Mine's falling out, unfortunately, so yeah, have to pass the baton at some point.
Well, there you go. This is it. You've got to pass it on eventually, haven't you? So tell us a little bit about, well, the organisation, first of all. Who are UKSA?
Well, UKSA is a sailing charity, and we started a little over 20 years ago. The founder of MFI, Noel Lister, he decided to set up a sailing trust because he's pretty passionate about all things water sports. And yeah, he set up what was then the National Sailing Centre in Cowes on the Isle of Wight, and that then had a few changes throughout the years. But their primary focus throughout all the time has been trying to give exceptional opportunities to young people through maritime activities. So whether that's sailing in dinghies or kayaking, all the way up to being, you know, captains of yachts as well. So everything in between. And throughout the years, UKSA has been running a successful water sports instructor training program, which is pretty much geared the youth up for employment out in the leisure industry, whether that be at home or abroad. And we've been doing that and getting the guys out into jobs for quite some time. It's been pretty successful so far.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity to do something outside of the usual school exams, university training, you know, to just do something different with your life whilst you're young. Because I would imagine that... earning potential wise, it's the kind of thing you have to do when you're not worried that you're living on cheese and ham toasties.
Yeah, the whole thing with being a water sports instructor, you're getting into the lifestyle of going out, and it also gives you a bit of a passport to travel and go and see a bit of the world as well. So traditionally, where guys were doing gap years and having to save up, you know, loads of money to try and fund their travels, now they've got themselves a bit of a ticket to go to the Mediterranean or Australia and places like that, and, you know, be gainfully employed whilst doing their travel as well.
How accessible are water sports generally to young people?
Well, generally, you've got a pretty good structure in the UK with sailing clubs and local activity providers where the accessibility is there from a club level. But in terms of instruction, it takes a bit of dedicated tuition in order to get a competent club sailor up to being an instructor.
Right.
So there's two different fields with that. You've got club level and then you've got instructors. And what UKSA is busy promoting is that instructor aspect, getting the guys ready to go out and teach and give something back to the communities that they're in, to go out and, you know, get kids on the water, get them that water confidence and build on their skills.
And there must be a lot of additional things to learn, all of the health and safety side of things and all of the first aid side of things.
Yeah, you started the conversation, you know, saying that it's quite glamorous getting your son in your hair and all those types of things, but there's obviously the very real risk factor that's involved as well. And part of your training is to assess that risk and manage the health and safety of everything that you're doing. You know, as an instructor, you could be given, you know, a bunch of, you know, novice students and go out in some what could be pretty challenging environment and still try and get the message across of the learning and the social skills developments as well, trying to get that across and keep it safe at the same time. Yeah, it's a pretty you know, tough job.
What transferable skills come tied into this training? Are there transferable skills that can be taken, maybe not used in water sports instruction long term? Can they be used in other careers or just in life in general as well?
Well, we found a lot of our instructors have gone on to either carry on with their water sports career and go into centre management or become chief instructors of sailing clubs. That's one aspect. But the people who land up teaching and becoming water sports instructors, they have a bit of a passion for wanting to teach and, you know, getting the youth to learn. So it's opened up a few channels for them to go into learning support provisions or even into college and FE education as well. You know, once you've got that desire to teach and to give your knowledge, you know, you can spread that in different directions.
So this pilot for offering this training for free is available to people aged between 19 and 24, is that right?
That's correct. 19 on the start of the course to 24. And what we're doing is we're looking at developing what we've been doing already for a few years quite successfully, into a more of a national curriculum style delivery. And in order to do that, we have to run a few of the pilots, and we've fortunately been able to secure some funding for those pilots. So whilst we're testing the waters, excuse the pun, on some willing volunteers, throughout the process, they'll be working towards getting their national governing body instructor awards. And if we're successful with our pilot, then that 19 to 24 age group opens up to be a much wider age group later on. But yeah, as you said, we're running a pilot. We're beginning our first one on the 4th of May for about 12 learners.
Wow, not long to go now then.
No, it's all systems go at UKSA. We're quite busy getting everything prepped and ready for this. I mean, although it's something that we normally do, we do like to put in a good show. So we'll, you know, all gears are turning.
It sounds to me as though this would be a great opportunity for maybe somebody who has got to the end of their school career and has thought to themselves, I'm not ready for university, or I don't know that college or an apprenticeship is the right thing for me. Or maybe if you've got a grown-up young person in the family who still can't sort their own room out and still can't run their own bank account. Because a lot of responsibility comes with, as you say, having the responsibility of the safety of people out on the water. You know, you have to make sure all of your kit is straight and everything's checked and all your maintenance is done. There's a lot of life skills involved in that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a great deal of background knowledge and skills that goes into it. It's not so much just going out in the water and having fun in the waves. There's a huge amount of navigation that the guys have to learn, and weather and meteorology and so on. So they do still have to use some academic prowess as well. But yeah, you're right. For guys who have finished school and they're thinking, you know, what's my next step? You know, you can use this as that gap year to try and settle down a little bit, still get some training, still get something on the CV, and then get yourself some employment as well whilst you're making your mind up, you know, is A-levels next? Or, you know, if you've already passed that boat, am I going to go into uni? Do I just need that space in between? Our programs have been quite successful for those who've not really been engaged in school and have thought, oh, you know, do I have to sit in the classroom again? And to get out of that environment and still have the structure of 5 days a week, 9 till 5, and have that tuition as well has allowed them to get back into the whole, you know, getting ready for education.
And like most things, once you've done a training course like this or something similar, no one can ever take that away from you, can they? Once you've done it, it's yours and it's your knowledge and your expertise.
Yeah, I mean, for your young adults and young learners these days, it's about getting things in the CV. So many kids are coming out of school with, you know, the bog standard CVs, and they really need something else to go in there that's more of a talking point, something that's just defining them, something a bit more interesting than I've just done my A-levels, for example. So this does give them that opportunity to, you know, develop in that area. And also at UKSA, we have a dedicated industry guidance team who works with all of our learners, whether they're on water sports or yachting programs, who will sit with them, go through CVs, skills building workshops, just as part of our course, so we can best prepare them for the employment sector as soon as they're done.
Where can you find out more about it?
Well, if you can go onto our website, which is www.uksa.org, there's some information on there about our water sports instructor training. Otherwise, you can get a hold of Jo Buss at UKSA, and her email address is jo.buss@uksa.org, and she'll be able to give you some information. But if you're on the island on the 12th of April, we're having an open day at UKSA over in Cowes, and more than welcome to have anyone pop in, have some questions, give us a shout, and the doors will be open. We'll be able to, you know, steer in the right direction from there.